My next guest is on the line. He is Professor Avram Loeb. He is a professor of science at Harvard University. We are certainly going to the very top, somebody at the top of his field. Just before I speak to him, I want to draw up the BBC article that was published yesterday. The headline was this: the UFO community has been waiting for answers. Has the Pentagon delivered? And that's the discussion I'll be having with the prof this afternoon. Have we spotted aliens? Professor Loeb, thank you for being with me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Prof, so the Pentagon has released new information about UFOs, which I believe are now referred to as UAPs, or unidentified aerial phenomena. In language that we can understand, what did they actually say, and what matters about their announcement?
Well, there was a first release last Friday, and it includes 162 items, videos, images, testimonies, and letters within the U.S. government related to objects that either the Pentagon or the intelligence agencies cannot figure out. So it remains a mystery because much of this information is not conclusive. It includes also some images from the moon that were taken during the Apollo missions. And my point about that is that we have passed near the moon last month with the Artemis 2 mission, and the astronauts there took thousands of images and didn't see any lights, strange lights orbiting the moon. And most likely the Apollo lights are a result of some optical effect within the cameras. That happens as a result of a reflection of lights within cameras. There is also, I mean, the Apollo astronauts were on the surface of the moon, but the Artemis II astronauts were flying on near the dark side, so they had much better view. And they noticed six flares from impact of rocks on the surface of the moon. So this could be another source of lights. But all in all, you know, I think the most important aspect of this release is that it opens the conversation in the public domain, both for the general public and also in science, trying to figure out what these objects are. Because, you know, even if they are human-made, obviously it's a matter of national security that is very serious, because it means that the defense of the U.S. is being compromised by the U.S. not able to figure out things. But if it turns out that one in a million of these objects is from outside of this Earth, that would be the biggest discovery ever made in the history of science.
Prof, for people listening to us talking and thinking, there they go again, what's genuinely new here, if anything?
Oh, everything is new. I mean, by the way, when people say there is nothing new under the sun, that's wrong, because okay. Even the sun will die. You know, within 7.6 billion years, the sun will die. Definitely, there will be something new under the sun. And you might say, how do we know that the sun will die? Well, that's because we look at the graveyard of the Milky Way galaxy. There are 100 billion stars just like the sun. And many of them formed much before the sun, so they died by now. We find in the graveyard of the Milky Way galaxy the corpses of stars just like the sun that finished their life. Why did they die? Because they had nuclear fuel. They're just nuclear reactors. Once they consume their nuclear fuel, they die. And so we know that stars die. We know that the sun will die. We know that everything on Earth that we cherish will disappear. Given that most stars formed billions of years before the sun, and there are 100 billion of them, you know, it's very possible that things like us existed long before we came to exist. So it's not ridiculous to say, let's check if there are any objects near Earth that might have been manufactured by other civilizations. But the U.S. government is the first to notice. They have $1 trillion budget for the defense, $1 trillion every year, looking at the sky, trying to check what's out there. So they would be first to notice rare events that are unusual. It's not ridiculous. This is very reasonable. And so the question is, what are these objects?
Yes.
This is not ridiculous. Why? Because suppose you want to be very practical and say, oh, all of these technological objects that they looked at must be human-made. Okay, well, that means that it's a matter of national security, because the Pentagon and the intelligence agencies are not able to figure it out. So you can't dismiss it. It makes no sense to dismiss it. It's a very serious matter, even if you are grounded to earth. But
no,
I'm
listening to you,
and
I'm such a skeptic when it comes to issues like this. I'm so uncomfortable, things that I don't have a handle on. And I'm just wondering.
Well, there are many things in your life that you don't have a handle on.
Absolutely.
And you don't need to be skeptic about it. For example, you will die one day. There is no reason to be skeptic about it. You have no handle on it. It's not up to you. So whether we have a neighbor or not, is not a matter that we should decide about based on opinions. Whether we have a cosmic neighbor in our neighborhood,
yes,
is a matter that was decided for us. You can express your skepticism as much as you want, but your neighbor will not disappear. Think about you living on a street and you say to your family, we don't have a neighbor. I don't believe it. I'm completely skeptic. Will that get rid of your neighbor? No. It will just make you ignorant. So the only way for you to adapt to the reality that is out there is to admit what it is. And how do you figure out what it is? By collecting data, evidence. That's the way science is done. So it's not a matter of opinion. This is not a political issue. This is not a philosophical question that we can debate about, and you can express your critical view,
yeah,
and say that you are skeptic. It's not that thing. It's a question of what does the data show? So when the data shows things we don't understand, we should get more data to figure it out, rather than say, I'm skeptical about the fact that there are objects that I cannot understand.
They've written that you've argued for years that we should treat this as a scientific question and not a fringe one. And related to what you were just telling me now, what's the data or the scientific test or measurement that would move this whole debate forward significantly?
Well, I'm leading the Galileo project. We built three observatories that are monitoring the sky, collecting data on millions of objects and analyzing them with...
Have we lost you?
...with artificial intelligence, trying to figure out whether there is anything unusual. I also led an expedition to the Pacific Ocean to look for materials left behind from an interstellar meteor. That's an object that came from outside the solar system. And we wanted to check whether it was natural or artificial. And first thing is to demonstrate that indeed it came from outside the solar system, which is something that we just did. This is just the beginning. I mean, we only became aware of objects from outside the solar system being near Earth over the past decade. The most recent one was 3I Atlas. It was in the news a lot. But, people expect science to know the answers. No, science is work in progress. And only over the past decade, we started discovering objects from outside the solar system. So there is a lot for us to learn. You might say there is nothing new under the sun. Well, there is. Interstellar object is new, only discovered over the past decade as a result of the sun illuminating these objects. Why did we figure this out only over the past decade?
Yeah.
Because we didn't have the survey telescopes that would allow us to find those things.
Why do you think that governments are drip-feeding us this information? Do you think
we're
incapable of dealing with the real truth, or what's going on?
No, I think the government, frankly, doesn't really know what these things are. That's all. But the reason that they take it seriously is because now we have sensors that are much better. You can't deny the existence of things.
So are you expecting that the Pentagon is going to release more significant information over the coming weeks and months?
Definitely. The best is yet to come. The more interesting data will come in future months. And the next release will happen in the coming month. It will include 46 videos that were requested by Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna from the Pentagon. So let's just wait and see what additional data reveals. The first batch was not particularly impressive, in my opinion.
Yeah, it doesn't
seem
like it.
But there will be much more coming.
Didn't seem like it landed, enabled anybody to land anywhere. It just created more doubt. And then I want to end, I guess, today with a big, big, big question. And I don't want to sound sensational, but from what we know today, how close are we to saying, yes, there's something operating in our skies?
Well, that depends on whether it exists. So to figure out whether it exists, we need to collect the data, and we never know in advance. You know, it's science is always dealing with the unknown. We don't know what most of the matter in the universe is, and yet we invest billions of dollars in searching for it. It's called dark matter. And there are many such questions in science where you don't know. I mean, you have to take a risk and do the experimental work in order to find the answer, but in advance you just don't know. So then you ask yourself, okay, how would I know if I should invest in the research? Well, the answer is you never know until you find out, and there is always risk in science, but the benefits are great if you find it.
Professor Avi Loeb, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Toda rabba lecha. Thank you for chatting to me on Chai FM. That was the most unusual conversation I have ever had. Thank you for your time.